This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday will begin defending him against accusations that he incited the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month by hundreds of his supporters following his speech at a rally near the White House. On Thursday, impeachment prosecutors concluded there is clear and overwhelming evidence that Trump incited insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the Capitol to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January 6th. They then stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police, while Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours to end the mayhem that left 5 people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Trump's lawyers have broadly claimed that Trump's speech at the rally shortly before the rampage at the Capitol, in which he urged supporters to fight like hell, was permissible political rhetoric sanctioned by the U.S. Constitution, First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. Several impeachment managers warned that if Trump is acquitted, which is the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos than another run for the presidency in 2024. President Joe Biden announced the United States will have a vaccine by the end of the summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. Speaking at the National Institutes of Health Thursday, Biden said his predecessor did not do his job in getting ready for the massive challenge of vaccinating hundreds of millions. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The United States on Thursday announced new sanctions against Myanmar, also known as Burma, more than a week after the country's military overthrew the democratically elected government. The United States Treasury said Thursday that it had sanctioned 10 individuals and 3 organizations who played a leading role in the overthrow of the government. The Myanmar government's February 1st overthrow of the country's democratically elected government has prompted widespread street protests there against the takeover for 5 consecutive days. Military leaders have placed democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials of the civilian government and the National League for Democracy Party, as well as activists, under arrest. Curfews have been enforced and gatherings restricted. Tokyo 2020 Olympics chief Yoshiro Mori is expected to resign on Friday over his sexist comments with the mayor of the Olympic Village, saying Mori had asked him to take over. The 83-year-old Mori, a former Japanese prime minister, sparked a global outcry with sexist comments that women talk too much, which he made during an Olympic committee meeting. Mori has apologized for his comments, but so far refuses to resign, despite growing calls for him to step down. His resignation less than 6 months before the Summer Olympics are scheduled to begin would raise doubts over the viability of holding the postponed games this year. Games officials are already struggling with how to hold a safe Olympics with tens of thousands of athletes and possibly spectators during the coronavirus pandemic. More than 180 human rights groups calling for the diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to protest Beijing's abuse and rape of racial and ethnic minorities. Such a so-called boycott would involve the withdrawal of ambassadors during the 2022 Games and suspending consular functions. Chinese state-controlled TV said the Global Times responded with an editorial that warned against boycotting the Games, saying China will definitely retaliate fiercely. And musician Chick Corea, towering pianist with 23 Grammy Awards, has died at the age of 79. He died Tuesday of a rare cancer, according to a message posted on his website. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.